This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 23, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, downtown businesses in Salem aren't the only ones reaping the benefits of extra revenue this tourism season. Private property owners are directly profiting by serving visitors and helping to control the chaos. According to Dustin Luca, Halloween has managed to grow year after year in Salem, generating demand for space in a city that already draws tourists year-round. With haunted happenings in full swing, many private property owners are offering their space for parking and their beds for visitors looking to spend the night. Going into the last 2 weeks of the season, popular bed and breakfast engine Airbnb announced local hosts are pulling in $400,000 in October and nearly $100,000 for Halloween itself. Taylor DeOlio, a Hazel Street resident, is one of them. She's quoted as saying, "We notice, of course, that October is booked fully months in advance. It's definitely been convenient for us." DeOlio's home has 2 bedrooms available. Well, not anymore, according to Dustin Luca. But a smaller bedroom that nets $75 to $85 a night, and a downstairs studio-esque room with a private entrance that pulls in $105 to $115 a night. Some take the opportunity to make a business model out of Halloween. Over at Phoenix School, the $20 parking fee is treated as a donation to the school, making it tax-deductible, and the school's bathrooms are available for parkers to use as they arrive and leave. It also doesn't consider the cases of haunted happenings materials, brochures, maps, booklets, etc., that they burn through to set their guests loose on Salem. Much more in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. The city of Peabody may soon be a little more bike-friendly. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Adam Swift writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that while some local towns are fighting tooth and nail over building new recreational trails, Peabody is getting into gear to make the city more bike-friendly. Tired of lugging his kids' bikes around, Ward 1 Councilor John Turco is asking city officials to look at implementing a bike rental program similar to recent efforts in Salem and Revere. "I see over and over again these bike kiosks that are placed in cities and towns," said Turco, "with the South Peabody Trail, the Greenway, and even the new Crystal Lake improvements. If we could get those kiosks, I think it would be great. Me, as a father, trying to lug 3 or 4 bikes in a car, I'd rather just put my credit card into a machine. Pull 4 bikes out, ride the bike trail, and bring them back at the end of the day." Salem teamed with Cambridge-based Zagster Incorporated this year to bring 18 rental cruiser bikes to 3 rental stations this spring. This fall, Revere launched a bike-sharing program with Beijing-based startup Ofo. The 8-week pilot program deployed 200 bright yellow bicycles citywide, available for $1 per hour. In Peabody, the key to a bike-sharing program could be teaming up with the neighboring communities, according to Kurt Bellevue, the city's community development director. At a recent meeting of North Shore mayors, town managers, and planners with the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission, MAPC, there was talk of establishing a regional bike sharing program. If the bike share program becomes a reality in Peabody, Peabody riders could also see a few more miles of trails in a few years. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, "It could finally be lights, camera, action in and around Danvers homes if the December 4 special town meeting approves a zoning change to allow movies to be filmed in single and two-family houses. Back in the spring, the town denied a film production company permission to film on Bishop Lane, saying residential zoning did not permit homes to be turned into a commercial use as a movie set. The neighbors set a scout for Happy Madison Productions, which was founded by comedian Adam Sandler, wanted to film a Netflix production there starring comedian David Spade. Frank and Kelly Delaney, the owners of Cakes for Occasions, a local bakery, were among the neighbors hoping to rent their homes to the production company for filming. Their family and the neighborhood were excited about the opportunity, but the town refused to permit the filming, citing zoning rules. The production company moved on to Hamilton instead. It was not unprecedented for Danvers to reject filming in a residential neighborhood. The town denied a similar request from the same production company in 2009 for the comedy Grown Ups. Much more in the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com, Suffolk Construction has been chosen as the construction manager for the new combination middle high school building project in Saugus. Contract negotiations were finalized following an in-depth selection process in which a committee reviewed project proposals, interviewed qualified applicants, and evaluated the firms and their proposals. The committee ranked Suffolk a national construction management firm with more than 34 years of experience building schools as the first choice. The Saugus High School Project Building Committee opted to pursue a construction manager at-risk method for the project during a meeting in April. The method guarantees that the selected construction manager allows for more flexibility if adjustments need to be made throughout the process. The company has completed school building projects at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, Suffolk University, and Everett High School. It is currently managing phased construction projects at Somerville High School, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Boston College. More in the story in today's Item Live, story written by Bridget Turcotte. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.